Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. It is hump day. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. Hope everyone's having a wonderful day. It is a beautiful day and sunny, cloudy, southern, sort of rainy, wet, cool, damp California. But I woke up, so it's a good day. Hey, Brina, Brina. Welcome. Blue Rock, how are you, sir? And Frank A, welcome back. And as always, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or the replay, welcome and thank you very much. I don't have a song uploaded for today, so I'm going to have to do a replay unless somebody wants to give me a song really quick that I can upload. I didn't have time to do that, so I'll have to do a repeat unless somebody has a song or unless I can think of one. Mr. Enigma, welcome back. Minnesota, welcome, friend. How are you? Okay. Hold on one second here. I'm sorry, I was looking at Brina's song. All right. Okay. Words can never be undone. When you say things about others, be prepared for pushback, especially if it isn't true. But I want to add on to that. I want to add on to words can never be undone. Just thinking about yesterday's show and when we were talking about, you know, stupidity and saying things to children, you know, whatever. You know, once words are out there, they're out there. And we've all said, because I know I have said it several times, I didn't mean to say that. That just slipped. And when you think about that, when you say, I didn't mean to say that, that just slipped. Did it really? Or was it in the back of your head and you were thinking it and it did come out, but you didn't mean it to come out? You didn't want it to come out, but because you were thinking it, it came out? When words are out there, especially when you put things out, you know, how they say you put it out into the universe, you know, you put it out there. And if it isn't true, if you're, you know, making up, you know, a story about your ex or the new girl in school that all the boys like, and you're not getting attention anymore, so you make up something about her or whatever. And as they say, people will believe a lie before they will believe the truth. And when, you know, when a news or organization or newspaper or whatever, they print something, they say, well, I'll print a retraction. Hey, crazy lady, welcome, welcome, welcome back. When you say you'll print a retraction, the retraction is usually buried somewhere, you know, on page 6 in small print, you know. And even if it was on the first page, or, you know, someone got out there with a microphone and shouted the retraction out 24/7. Are people really going to listen? Are people really going to listen? Do they really see and hear the first thing that they see or the first thing that they heard? And that's what they're sticking with. You know, how many lives have been ruined because of what somebody said? And it wasn't true. And even after it's been proven to be true, people still say, well, you know, Joe Smith over there, he was accused of this, or, you know, Jane Doe, you know, she did that, even though it was proven that it wasn't true, even though people come out and say, I lied. Let's see, Brina says, I think words you don't mean to say come out in the heat of the argument, disrespectful ones. Personally, I try to avoid people until I can cool off to avoid it. That's good, Brina. You know, but sometimes, Brina, those people don't let you avoid them. Sometimes they just kind of just stay in your face. But no, but I totally get it. Crazy Lady says, exactly. Mr. Enigma says, well, usually the person that comes out of the person's mouth is, okay, hold on, let me read this again. Usually the person that comes out of a person's mouth is way others hear, and they either applaud them or crucify them on that, unfortunately. I will give the benefit of the doubt that sometimes it sounds good in our heads, but it comes out wrong. Very true. Very true. There are things that come out wrong. Words that come out of a person's mouth. Words carry a lot of power, and Lou, they do. So, you know, thinking about what you said yesterday about sticks and stones, words do matter. Words do matter because words can hurt, not only hurt feelings, but words can ruin lives. You know, that person who accuses you of something and you didn't do it, that ruins lives. That makes it where you don't get a job. You know, that bully, you know, who's out there every day at lunchtime bullying your kid, you know, and you're saying, oh, sticks and stones, don't worry about it. You know, you're not giving your child support on how they feel. You're basically saying, get over it. At least that's how I see it. When parents say sticks and stones, I think you're basically telling your kid to, or anyone, to get over it. But a lot of times those kids cannot get over it. And sometimes, like I said yesterday, you know, that kid, you come home one day and that kid is hanging from their closet, or they try, you know, to hurt themselves, or they turn into the bully, or they grow up, or they start acting out because those words were not dealt with in a more positive way. You know, so I don't know. You know, and then those words that just slip. I mean, is that something that you've always wanted to say? I mean, years ago, when I was in my 20s, I was in at Atlanta visiting a friend. And her roommate wanted to go to this club. I didn't want to go to this particular club. It wasn't my type of club. It wasn't my type of thing. And when we walked in, I said something. I'm not going to say what I said, but I said something. And then I said, oh, I shouldn't have said that. And they both looked at me. They gave me this look. But I didn't mean to say it out loud. You know how they say you don't say certain things out loud? It was in my head. And I definitely thought it. But I should not have said it out loud. You know, and when I said it, you know, when we got back, you know, to their place, you know, we were talking about it, and they said, you know, did you really feel that way? And I told them, I said, yes. You know, but I shouldn't have said it out loud. And I did, I do believe I said it just slipped. But when I think about it, you know, now, did it just slip? Or did I feel, I felt so strongly about it that I meant to say it and it came out? You know, and both of them did not like what I said. But I said it. Now, did it hurt them? I don't know. Did it piss them off? Yeah. You know, but it was out there. So when you say and do things, again, do you mean, I mean, are those words something that you mean to say? Hey, crazy lady.
Hello. Most of the time, yes. I try to mean what I say, and I try not to, you know, say empty words.
So would you say that things slip then, or?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, maybe I should have, you know, kept my opinion to myself at a particular point in time in the universe. More than once, probably. And it'll probably happen again. But, you know, even if it slips, you know, usually, you know, if you have any question about what I say, you know, ask me about it and I'll tell you exactly what I meant by, you know, whatever statement or whatever.
Okay, so would you say that people who let things slip, basically, it's not that they weren't thinking about it, but it is, meaning they meant it, they just didn't necessarily mean for it to come out.
Well, see, because then you have, see, yes and no, because like you have some people that when they're angry, stupid stuff be falling out of their mouth that they, you know, you'll even call them on late, you know, do you seriously, that's what you think even remotely? And it's like, no, like they just, you know, something falls out of their mouth in order just to hurt you, you know, just because, you know, that's the way they are wired, or, you know, they haven't learned proper anger management techniques.
Okay, but let me push back on that a minute, because do you think that when people are angry, and yes, they do say things in the moment, I totally believe that sometimes you just need to step back, like Brina said, and calm down, and then go back to that person, if you go back to that person at all. But do you think that the things that come out in anger are things that you've always wanted to say, and just now you have that chance because you're angry now, and you're in the position where you can just say it, but you've always
wanted to say it to that person? With some people, yes, I would say that is a definite, you know, that's exactly what happens. With other people, you know, they just be saying stupid stuff, just, you know, grasping at straws to hurt you or whatever, you know, and really not truly, you know, like mean it, you know, or believe what's falling out of the mouth. You know what I mean?
Okay. So are those people then you should just avoid altogether, because no matter what, you're always, I mean, like, for instance, are there some people, and again, you guys, are there some people who you just, no matter what it is, that person is always going to say something that they shouldn't say, and then you're going to say something that you want to say or you need to say to that person.
Yes.
And it just may come out just however.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you do?
I personally take a deep breath. I personally, you know, if they're like, you know, sometimes you just can't avoid Bob. I just take a deep breath, you know, and realize, you know, I don't allow him to push me to a state of, you know, not being cordial and, you know, not being kind, not being cordial, you know, or, you know, whatever. Yeah.
So when people say, when people come at you or say things that, you know, like I said, you have those people who just are obnoxious, they're rude, whatever. Mm-hmm. Should they be upset if you push back? Because it seems like those are the people who get upset when there's pushback. Those are the people who, they look at you like, well, crazy lady, what?
Well, then I just look and say, well, you're young, you'll get over it. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you know, yeah, I mean, this is the way I approach it. Okay, if you're angry at me about something, okay, we can discuss it, you know, whatever. And maybe, you know, maybe I said something and you took it the wrong way or whatever. But I'll tell you exactly what I mean by it. And if it still hurts your feelings, well, I mean, you have a right to have hurt feelings. But meanwhile, I still mean what I say. You know, and I expect that from, you know, everybody else, you know, I mean, like, because I'm not a mind reader. And yeah.
Okay.
So and if I'm too angry, now I learned anger management. I will, and me and Ross, I mean, it took us many years to get to this point. He's an idiot. When he gets mad or whatever, he loses all sense and he, like, stupid stuff be falling out of his mouth. I'll go back and I'll ask him when he's like calmer, hey, and he'll straight up me, because I don't know why I said that, just to hurt you, because I don't know, I'm an idiot. I look at him and, you know, when I tell him to shut up, and I tell him, I say, you're shutting up, I'm shutting up, we're all shutting up. End of story. And he knows that, you know, check it out, we're shutting up before anybody says anything that, you know, is not conducive to reality or.
Okay. Now, Brina says, if someone is always coming at you, they probably want to provoke you on purpose just for reaction. I agree with that 100%, Brina. Frankie says, I curse people out with sign language. And Brina says,
I know. I knew, Frankie, you'd be deaf people would be doing that.
You should always be able to say how you feel. You know, so, but, you know, you know, I mean, Frankie, that's a good point. Maybe we all need to learn sign language. We can curse them. They don't know what we're saying. So
until that one person that does know what you're saying, right, and comes over and says like, what?
So okay. So what about, let's take it into the physical then. Instead of, you have that person, and there are people, of course, we know people out there who, instead of nasty words coming out of their mouth, the nastiness comes out in their fist, whatever. Are those people who, I mean,
I need to go back to anger management class.
But does anger management really work? I mean, does anger management?
Yeah, actually it does. I've been to anger management more than once, and I was not like told to go there by the courts. Okay. And every class that I've taken, I actually took a valuable tool with me to where, like, you know, I don't flatline at a drop of a hat and, you know, do stupid stuff that I've been known to do. Like, I don't know, throw televisions and, you know, stuff like that, just because, you know, I'm in a little, you know, temper tantrum or whatever.
Okay. So let's go back to what Brina said when she says that if they're always coming at you, they want you to provoke you. So let's say you have that person who's provoking you in a physical way. Should one day you turn around, you haul off and you knock them upside the head and knock them flat, or, you know, in some cases when some people pull a firearm or something on them, should they be surprised for that reaction?
Well, you, I wouldn't, me personally, I wouldn't be surprised because, you know, I mean, hello, you know, you can only kick a dog so many times before, you know, check it out, that dog's going to turn around and bite you.
Right.
And, but again, this is also the way I was raised. You know, my father, you know, hey, check it out. For every action, there is a reaction. Because you're, you know, you have a free mind. The only person that controls your body or what, you know, is you. So, yeah. And it was just, there's just, you know, a line.
Okay.
And expect, you know, check it out. If, you know, expect, you know, bad thing. If when you do dumb stuff, expect bad things to happen.
Okay. So Brenda says, I'm an advocate for street justice when it comes to constant provoking. So let's say you have that bully, the neighborhood bully who's always out there messing with people, hitting kids, you know, taking stuff, just always just doing stuff. So one day they came up on the wrong person. All right. That person started to fight back, and all of a sudden, you know, everybody in the neighborhood is coming to, you know, the aid of this person that this bully, you know, started jumping on. The police are called. Now, when you have someone who's constantly provoking someone, should the other people or person be arrested or taken to jail because that particular provoker just got their butt whooped?
I'm with Green on this. Check it out. I don't even know if the cops have a number. Seriously? Okay. I don't know. I mean, I got spit. Okay, this drunk chick spit on me. And I mean, I was up those stairs. I didn't hit her, but I did, like, you know, step into her apartment and, you know, stood over to her and told her that she was done for the night. She needed to go to bed because if I swear to God, if I heard another peep out of her, I was going to come up and, you know, beat her until, you know, she was unconscious. She called the cops on me. And, I mean, I didn't go to jail, but she didn't go to jail. But, you know, spit, that's actually an assault. You know,
I mean, and then Brenda says that spitting is an automatic ass whooping. I mean, and
right?
I listen to you,
exactly.
And I'm like, what? You gonna tell her?
Yeah.
No, I would have been
I was down on, and she was drunk, but I was on the ground, okay, in the yard, and she was on, like, it was an apartment building, and she, when she spit on me, dude, I was up those stairs, and she was right in front of her door.
But
I took every energy I had because, you know, she was drunk.
But crazy lady, being drunk
don't
is
give
not
you, yeah, an excuse.
You know, I don't. I mean,
that's what I told
I don't
the
like
cop.
When people say, "Well, you know, she's drunk or he's drunk." Well, you know what though? Then no, that's not an excuse. Because if that same drunk person got behind a wheel of a car, then they would have been arrested.
Yep.
But you know, but like, it's spitting is assault. I mean, it's like, I'm sorry.
That's, you know, what I told him. I said, look, dude, it is 1 o'clock in the afternoon, okay? I'm down here trying to have a picnic with my children in my yard. And we've got, you know, El Drunko up there, you know, cussing down, you know, throwing stuff down at us. Are you kidding me? And then she spits on me? Seriously? Well, still, I'm all like, okay, what would you do if someone spit on you? And he just looked at me. I said, yeah, exactly. Can't say anything about it. So meanwhile, tell her to stay in her apartment. And we're good. We're groovy.
You know what, crazy lady? You were a saint because I would have beat her ass and then told them to tell her to stay in her apartment. I mean, because, I mean, this is what I'm saying. So when people say things and do things and they're already out there, and then all of a sudden you push back on them and they want to call the police or they want to.
I'm actually quite proud of myself that I didn't hit her. You
but
know,
I'm just saying, but all of a sudden they're the victim. No, you're not the victim. You're the instigator.
Don't be crying.
Right.
don't be crying when, I don't know, you break your leg when you, you know, jump off the cliff thinking that you could fly magically with one feather.
And as Brina said, spitting is so disrespectful in Minnesota. Says,
yeah, I know. I'm actually, you know, that's one of the few times where it's like, you know, I do, I'm so proud of myself, you know, that I didn't, you know, beat up a drunk old lady,
But crazy lady, look at what else Brina says. She says, always start with words, but sometimes people don't want to listen. But should you start with words? Do some people just, are there those people who, you know, words are not going to, you need to take action, that those words, words are just a waste of time. You need to go in hard and start whooping.
That's called behavior modification. And I'm a strong believer in behavior modification. And usually,
wait, towards the aggressor or towards you, the victim?
I'm
saying behavior modification. No, I'm saying since you were the victim of being spit on, so are you saying that you believe in behavior modification for the aggressor or for the victim? And when I say victim, I'm talking about.
In that case, you know, she definitely needed behavior modification. Definitely. I didn't hit her. I get a cookie for that, straight up, and a sticker. I see anger management classes work. I mean, I seriously.
Well, I don't know. I
mean, I guess the cop could have took me to jail, but I probably didn't want to listen to me all the way down there.
I'm sorry, crazy lady. I say that you were a saint. Power Girl, an official welcome to you. And Moshir, welcome. Welcome back. It's just been a minute. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I am good. You want to add to this what crazy lady is saying and what we're saying in the chat and what have you?
Let me just listen to you again, and I will give conclusion.
Okay. All right. So, crazy lady, let me ask this. Okay. So, let's say you have that coworker at work.
Okay.
And they're just, you know, they're just a coworker that nobody likes. Nobody likes this person. I mean, they're always, you know, they're eating your lunch out of the refrigerator. Your name is on it, whatever. But I wouldn't want to eat somebody else's food anyway. You know, I mean, they're just always just nasty, 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 nasty. And one day they just say something to you. In public where everybody else on the floor or in the department can hear it. Do you go through your behavior modification at that point and, you know, or pull them to the side or do you finally just, you know, they said something to you out loud. So you respond to them in kind, you say something back to them out loud that they don't like, but they had it coming because they're always doing something to someone, to you, to whomever, out loud in public. Do you retaliate in the workplace out loud in public?
Okay. The sensible, you know, one says, no, we do not lower ourselves to their standard, you know, because, you know, who are they really? Don't let them invade your positive space. Says that, and then there's also that little, you know, part of me that, you know, says, okay, you know what, check it out. Why? And you're talking to me, why? A lot of people take that as rude, but it always worked for me. When people, you know, that I really don't like and I have to be cordial to, and they, you know, say something, I'm like, and you're talking to me, why?
Okay. All right. Now, Brina says that happened to me a few times. One time I told the girl we need to go outside to talk. Basically, we agree we don't like each other, but needed a job. You know, but again, I say, why do people have to go there in the first place? Why are those
because
people?
That's the only conclusion I've ever came up with is because, you know, I don't know, the part of the population that wouldn't survive.
Okay. All right. So Brina says they're miserable. They take their problems out on other people. Okay. Yeah. So why do you have those people then who just constantly just have to say something that's just mean? Why do you have that parent who constantly has to call their child stupid or you have that spouse who, you know, never wants to support the other spouse. So this is never going to work. Oh, you know, you're a loser, you know, whatever. But I mean, so do people not see that when you constantly say mean and hurtful things that it's not helping? You're not helping the situation. You're making it worse.
Yeah, it just, you know, then that's when, you know, either you try to, you know, get that person in grip with, I don't know, their anger or whatever, their narcissism. Yeah, I mean, you just don't feed into, you know, their narcissism. Yeah, don't own their, you know, negativity, I guess is the best way to put it. You know, I mean, and if it's your partner, you know, check it out. You deserve better than that. It may be hard, but you know, you can do it. You know, change your circumstance. You know, leave. You know, my first husband did. He, you know, I mean, he was an abuser, and you know it. To me, the, you know, the words hurt worse than, you know, they eat longer than, you know, any physical damage. Let me put it that way.
I don't know. I just think that, I mean, I'm at the point now where I probably shouldn't. Hey, Chill, welcome. Where I probably shouldn't be because I'm older. I guess you can say that I should know better. But I'm at the point where I'm like at this eye for an eye because, you know, especially if you're a repeat offender, if you have that repeat offender who constantly comes at you and they say things that they shouldn't say.
Ban them from your kingdom. That's what I do.
And there are people who I have, believe me, I have stepped back. I've stepped away from them, you know, whatever. But then you have those people that still sneaky in some way, you know, and when they say something just that's just like, are you kidding me? You know, then that's when I'm like, if you open the door I'm walking through, don't talk about me that I'm doing this, and this, and this when you're doing the exact same thing or you're just as bad. So don't talk about
I'll shatter your glass house just as easily as you shatter mine.
Right. So, I mean, and I, you know, because to me, sometimes you just have to shut people down. And the only way you're going to shut them down is by going there. So it's like, if you want to go there with me, if you want to open that door, I'm walking through it. You have opened the door. I'm walking through, just like they say in court. Well, you brought it up. You opened the door, you know, I'm walking through. You know, and I'm also get tired of people say, well, you should be the bigger person. Well, why don't they be the bigger person and just keep their mouth shut? Or why don't they be the smart person and keep their mouth shut? So.
Exactly.
Moshir, you want to say something?
Yes. I totally agree with you. You know, some people like these people who like to sneak all the time and like to disturb other people, you can give them one chance, second chance. Then if they cross the line with you, and we say in Arabic, like there is example, we say, if they knock the door, they will hear the response. So you have to respond to them in the way they will not even try to do it again with you. That is my conclusion for this.
Moshir, I agree with you 100%. And there are people who say that, oh, well, if it's a bully, you know, if they keep bullying you, if you just don't respond, then they'll stop because they don't get a response. No, they may stop with you, but they'll go to someone else. They need to be stopped, period.
So when you stop them and other people stop them, they will stop bullying people because they feel and they will find resistance for them. And they will stop. But if you keep them like bullying other people and bullying you and you don't have any reaction, they will keep doing what they are doing. So this is my, this
Okay. Okay. Like, and then Lou says, I give zero chances nowadays to anyone, period. So Crazy Lady Moshure, what do you think about that, about not giving anyone any chances? Because sometimes people just wear you out to the point where, you know what, I'm not giving anybody any chances. So do you think that's a good approach? Do you think that you should at least give people one chance, or give them the benefit of the doubt the first time? And then if they do it the second time, you're like, oh, no, this person's an asshole.
I meant with chances. I didn't mean that bullying me and giving them a chance. No. From the first time, if they start to do this, you have to, you know, stop them and stand against them. But what I meant by chance, like if they disturb you in work, like they do something you don't like, okay, then you can give them a chance, but not bullying you. I mean, they disturb you by speaking something you don't like to hear about, or they speak loudly when they speak to you, or something like, you know, regarding the work. I mean, not bullying you.
No, I understood that. I was just reading to what Lou said when he says that he gives zero chances nowadays to anyone.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. No chance for these people.
Okay. All right. Hold on, Sheila. I'm coming to you. Let me just read what Lou and Brina said. Lou says, grown adults know exactly what they're doing. And Brina says, I don't think it's good to carry around too much skepticism for anyone. I think you should just get better at picking up on red flags. Good point. Hey, Chill. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, can you hear me well? I know I got these headphones on.
I can hear you. Come in loud and clear.
Roger that. That's interesting. I think I got a little bit two different things going on with bullying. Bullying is different from anything. Like, you never want to let that happen. I'm with you. That's an eye for an eye. Somebody try to come at me with some crazy stuff. But sometimes it's like, you know, do you ever feel like it's so many idiots in the world. So it's so many. I don't really want to stoop to their level, right? Unless I really have to, if it's physically, like, I have to physically defend myself or someone around me. Other than that, I just feel like I don't want to let the world jade me, deter me, and become some type of just something that I would not recognize or want to be. And obviously, there's assholes and people that do whatever. Like, but I just choose to ignore them. Like, I just don't want nobody to have no control over me. And if they want to be an asshole, right, you obviously, you treat people, you let people know how to treat you from Jump Street. Absolutely. Don't deal with that. But in some cases, when people, well, it's maybe close to you, maybe a worker, maybe a family member. And them people, you kind of keep at a distance. But it's also good to just show them, like, better. Because sometimes people just don't know no better. And they just haven't came around, you know. You can't blame them for not coming around. You may come around. Some people may come around early. Some people may come around late. But as long as you're not really affecting my life, you can talk whatever you want to. Sometimes I might feel like dealing with it. Sometimes not. Nope. And then it becomes that time where you just don't want to see this person. No. So I get that. But it's case by case.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, okay, what Chill said, I mean, he had a lot of good points. But at the same time, I would say, to push back a little bit on what Chill said, is I understand what you say, you know, if they're not bothering you and, you know, as long as they leave you alone and blah, 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 blah. But what about the other person? You know, they may not bully you, or they may not say anything to you, or that person may not, you know, may not always be up in your face and what have you, but because they know how you're going to come at them, so they know not to mess with you, but they're going to mess with someone else. I mean,
if it's some place at work, you know, that's different. Like, people have to have the ability to stand up for themselves. And
right, but don't you think that people can? Don't you think that those people can also kind of pick and choose? Like, wait, hold on a second. Chill, Mike. Chance, are you on an iPhone?
Am I echoing?
No, there's just a lot of background noise. I was just going to say iPhone.
Yeah, I'll mute when I want.
Okay. Okay. It has a noise suppression feature. Hey, Crazy, welcome, welcome. So, no, I mean, people to me know who to mess with. People who just say things and just think that they can get away with it and you're not going to push back. To me, those people know who they can say things to. They know who they can pick out in the crowd who probably is the meek person, and they're not going to say anything. They may not say anything to you because they know how you're going to come at them. So this is what I'm saying. So do these people just need to be stopped once and for all? You just need to call them out, whether it be in public, in private, whatever, just shut them down so they don't go to the next person.
Well, there'll always be these people, these personalities. That's why the world is so wonderful at the same time. You can be irritable, but there's appreciation in that as well, because we won't learn, you know, temperament. We won't learn how to overcome or, you know, overcome bullies or deal with these type of personalities if they weren't out there. It just really takes a community typically growing up on how to handle these type of personalities. And if you don't have that, typically you fall victim to that, whether you are, you know, you're boisterous or you're, you know, kind of drawn back, whatever the case may be. You need to be able to learn how to deal with these situations. And it's always good, you know, if you see somebody getting messed with, try to help them. But I can't be there all the time for some time.
Oh, true. GP, welcome. But again, when I say, and you missed the first part when I said that, and this is also piggybacking off of yesterday's show. Sometimes, you know, those words, when they get out there, when people say things and do things, it is hurtful. You know, it's hurtful in many ways. It's hurtful where some people take it to heart. Can you say, well, you know, those people, they just need to toughen up, whatever? No, you know, it's, you know, people deal with things in different ways. But when people let things slip out of their mouth, and like I said, I have let things slip before. But when people, you know, consistently, they're repeat offenders, they're constantly saying and doing things to people. To me, those are the people who need to be put in their place, and just stop. You know, you're not a nice person. You know, that's not cool. You need to stop.
But pending a certain age, don't you think they know that and it's purposeful at that point? So
but okay, when you say when they're at a certain age, okay, so like Lou said, you know, grown people know exactly what they're doing, or they should be old enough. I can't remember exactly what you said, Lou. Okay, he says grown adults know exactly what they're doing. So if you know exactly what they're doing and you're old enough to know better, then that grown adult should not be upset if I come back and I give you some pushback and you may not like it.
Well,
maybe then
grown adults are
you
also
will stop
raised
it.
Differently, right? So some people are boisterous, some people are more it's hard because my approach may be different, right? My approach may be a little bit more, you know, out there. Like it might be a little bit insulting, but not really insulting. It's just a matter of ways. So it's, sometimes you got to discern if they're being rude or just being like they're weird.
Okay, Jill, let me ask you this. There's a girl I went to high school with, and I've talked about her before on the show, and she's somebody who, you know, every so often somebody will say, oh, by the way, so-and-so told me next time I see you or talk to you, you know, they say hi, blah, 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 blah. And she's somebody who, you know, her sister is sarcastic. She's there. I mean, just acid comes out of her mouth, comes out of her sister's mouth. But I know where they get it from because the mother is the same way. And this person was always saying stuff that, like, seriously? And she was that person who, how you gonna talk about somebody else, but you look at your home life or you look at what you're doing or whatever, and you're just as bad. So one day, she said in front of a lot of people to someone that we all knew, we got out of high school. We were out of high school for a couple of years, and she comes around and she says, hi, so-and-so, I see you're still fat. Now, again, this girl always said things that were just mean, nasty, whatever. And everybody looked at her like, are you kidding me? Are you freaking, you know, we're dropping the F-bombs, you know, whatever. But she's laughing. The girl that she said it to, who, you know, very nice person, her face turns red. She gets upset. She excuses herself. She goes into the bathroom. Some of the girls, you know, go with her, whatever. She's in there crying, whatever. And the girl who said it says, oh, I was just kidding. She needs to toughen up. So, Chill, I mean, so somebody said something to her at that time. And she was somebody who I had said something really mean and nasty to when we were in high school. I said something really mean and nasty to her where she did not mess with me anymore. But somebody else came out and said something mean and nasty to her at that particular time. And she got mad. So, Chill, this is what I'm saying. You know, you may not mess with me, but why are you going to go mess with some? I mean, it's like, when do you stop? When do you learn your lesson?
You made a good point, though, in all of that. You made it. You ever meet somebody, you'd be like, what's wrong with them? But then you meet their parents or their family.
This is what I'm saying. And to this day, I mean, her mother, to this day, as old as this woman is, she is still the same acid comes out of this woman's mouth.
But
they think that it's funny. They all think that it's funny. It's like, but yet again, they know who to mess with, and they may not mess with this person anymore. They may, but it's like, what is it? Why don't you just shut up? Why don't you just go somewhere and just be quiet?
Absolutely. I think that when you see something like that, like if you see the mom or the father, whatever person who raised them has twice as bad, you kind of get it then. Like, so I definitely can't be mad. Now, one thing you ain't gonna do is still mess with me though. I know how to get back at you. And so that's what I mean. We need that in the world. I think we need all that we need in the world. Xing out them type of people. First of all, they're never gonna go nowhere. But in general, learning how to deal with that is important. So, you know, if she was like me growing up, if somebody says, hey man, dang, you still fat. I'm like, okay, you still dumb and ugly. So I can lose weight. So I don't know how you're going to fix your problems, but hey. So this is a comeback. That's my point. Is sometimes people can't come to their rescue. They got to learn.
No, they have to learn. And like Crazy said, they all keep talking until they get punched in the mouth.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But even then, I don't want to give you that. I feel like I don't want to give you that. Like, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's the stuff. Maybe that's the other end of it. Like, punching, maybe the juxtaposed, like, extremes. Like, I'm not even going to acknowledge you. I'm going to act like you're not even there. Like,
I don't want to let you know you get under my skin. That's all fine and dandy to say, hey, Shorty, welcome. You know, that's all, you know, fine and dandy to say. But this is what I meant earlier. And again, Lou, I'm not picking on you. I'm just thinking about yesterday's show was when you say sticks and stones, words do hurt. No matter how old we are, words do hurt. We can try to act all tough and, you know, whatever. But somewhere along the line, somebody's going to say something to you and words hurt. Because I know my feelings get hurt. You know, Shy Lady, hey, welcome. You know, so.
Well, who was the last person who hurt you with their words? Can you tell me that? Can you remember, like,
the
most recent time that when somebody hurt you with their words, that person? Who was that person?
I'm not going to tell you who that person is.
I'm just saying that
words hurt and my feelings were hurt. I would say within the last month when somebody said something to me.
But you know, but like maybe were they close to you or were they far from you? Was it in a public setting? I guess I'm trying.
It was in a semi-public setting. And it was around quote unquote supposedly friends, and when this person said something, I it hurt my feelings, you know, whatever, and I was like, seriously, you know,
And so that's what I was
this person was also, this person is also someone who has said things to other people, and I didn't say anything to them, but one of my other friends said something to them and pretty much shut them down.
What I was getting at is typically there's people who hurt your feelings is people you kind of know. I can't nobody that. If you don't know me, you saying crazy stuff unless it's just out.
But you can't say that because, okay, let's say.
Of course I can.
Let's say that you're overweight, okay? And you're walking down the street, minding your own business, and a guy says something to you that's not nice, and he yells it, whatever, or even if no one heard it but you, whether or not they know you or not, words can still hurt. It doesn't have to come from somebody that you know for words to hurt you. And Moshier, I know you want to say something. Go ahead. And hey, Ace, welcome. Go ahead, Moshier, because you've been blinking your mic. Go ahead.
I just want to comment on the sentence and the word which you say, word is hurt. Yes, really. Word is sharper than weapon sometimes, and sharper than bullet. It's very strong, but you know how to deal with these words and do not allow this word to hurt you. You should not take it personally, you know. Do not take it personally. Do not think about it. You know, throw it behind your back and just keep moving forward. That is the way how you deal with these people and how you deal with these words. Do not allow these words to hurt you. So you have to not take it personally, and you know yourself, trust yourself, be confident, okay? Be confident, sorry. And keep moving forward. That's it. And challenge yourself. That's it.
But Moshier, that could be easier said than done. You know, I mean, because I have come to a point where I have just said, you know what? I don't want to hear about, you know, don't tell me about this person. This person did this, or this person looks like this. It's like, I don't want to hear it. It gets to the point where, you know, you just don't want to hear it. But I do believe that you cannot just say, it's easier to say to let things go than it is to do. Because sometimes things do hurt. Sometimes things can, like, they, so that's they can.
Don't think about it. Don't put it in your mind. If you put it in your mind and you keep repeating these words in your mind, then you will believe these words. So
No. I'm not saying that you are going to believe. I'm just saying that if someone is saying something to you, whether you know the person or not, depending upon what is said, it can hurt. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so, but don't allow this to hurt you. Just keep moving and fuck this word and just leave it behind you.
It's not that easy. Hey, y'all doing? It's not
that easy. Yeah, it's kind of like the two fathers and two mamas up here. It's not that easy.
It's not that easy, Moshe. You think it is so easy to get over words like that. It's not. Have you ever been picked on? Have somebody ever hurt your feelings?
Many times, and that's why I have learned how to deal with these people and how to deal with these feelings.
Okay, but Moshier, I understand what you're saying, and I'm not disagreeing. I'm not. If that works for you, then that's good. But everyone approaches things differently. That's why I said, I think I said it before you came on the show, where I don't like it where people tell their children, oh, get over it. Oh, don't worry about it, because you don't know how people are internalizing things. And, you know, you have, like I said before, you have that class reunion, that 30-year class reunion, that you see that person that bullied you when you were 16, and you are triggered, and those feelings come right back.
Yep, you can't.
They
forget.
Come back. Mm-hmm. You know, so I understand what you're saying, Moshier, and if it works for you to approach it like that,
you mix things now. I didn't talk about bullying and hearing, in other words, bullying is something, and someone say to you words like from the street or anyone to boil your feelings is something else. Okay.
Hold on for a second. But even if it was somebody from high school from 20 years ago, or if it was just that guy or that girl or those kids in the street that you don't know, depending upon what's going on in your life, those words can hurt. I mean, you know, if someone were to laugh at your weight or something by you walking down the street, that same person could have just have come back from some place where somebody else, you know, where their husband was telling them that they're too fat, or their wife is telling them that they're too fat, or whatever. So, you know, you don't know what's going on in that person's life. So that's why I say if you deal with it that way, then that's fine. But everybody deals with things differently. That's all I'm saying. Shorty.
Oh, you took the word right out of my mouth. Oh, Lord Jesus.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I don't think he's trying to address that.
I feel like, just like y'all say, when people get old, they know what they're saying, and they shouldn't say certain things. You're saying, hey, if you're old, you know how you shouldn't be saying this. Just like that. The same thing is when you get old, you should know how to handle people like that. So you can't say one thing and don't do the other. That don't make no sense. You can't have it one way or the other. If you got to know what not to say, you got to know how to handle it as well. The world just can't handle things differently.
But I
understand that. My point is that you can't expect the world to revolve around you and do and handle things like you want to handle it as well. It's the same. So it's going to happen, though. So what he's saying, when it happens.
I'm not saying that it does. I'm just saying that people handle things differently.
That wouldn't make a conversation then, right? So we're under the impression that we're talking about the people who are out of the cuff. And when you do handle that, how do you handle it when it comes about? This is how you would tell your child to do it. We're not disregarding their feelings but we're telling you that, hey, are you ugly? Are you stupid? Are you so? And you're reminding them, you're instilling confidence in your child and letting them know that let those thoughts or those things from other people who don't matter, or, you know, let it go. We're teaching them confidence.
That's true too, Will. But see, when they grow up and stuff, we don't be with them at school. Yeah, they come home and they cry to us about it and everything. But then when they go back to school, they still got to deal with them kids, whoever be picking at them like that. You understand what I'm saying?
So you're telling them, you reinforce them. But then
eventually it's still going to get to them regardless. Every day when they go to school, they still going to see that bully picking at them about their weight or hair or how they look or whatever it is. You understand? But, you know, eventually you're going to have them kids deal with that problem, because you're going to keep telling them the same thing, but then you still got to go face that bully every day you go to school. Right?
Chill.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the back door.
So how you supposed to handle that? No. But how you supposed to tell your kids every day? You tell your kids, oh, it's gonna be okay. You don't do this. You know you're not like that. So why you let them get to you like that? But then they feelings still hurt when they understand, they talk to you, but when you're not around them, they sit there and cry and they feel like that inside.
Well, what I can tell you is, I've never been around a person that didn't grow up in those situations. I grew up in that times 10. I'm perfect, but it taught me today. I'm a different person because of it, and maybe had a horrible stint. And we all want to protect our kids, but they, like I said, you prepare them the best way you can. It ain't gonna be all peaches and roses, but they learn how each day how to handle. My point is that they're learning each day how to handle that, and that's a valuable experience.
That's true too. But then some kids can't handle it like that. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you can tell them one thing, you not this, that. Go back to school, and they still dealing with it. And they don't want to be here no more to keep handling it. You understand what I'm saying?
Of course. But if we not talk, we're not just talking about saying it. We're talking about showing them, instilling confidence. That's what you should be doing from jump, from them. So when they do hear something like that, when they do a counter, they already think, oh, daddy told me, mama told me about this. And although it's kind of a little rough, hold on, this is ridiculous. And then you point out reasons as to why they are confident, as to why those people are silly. And obviously you may talk to a teacher, but like I said, it's going to be a situation where they're going to have to handle those themselves. So hurting yourself is not an option. Like doing anything, those are not options. That's what you teach your kids.
But it may but it may be an option for them. So hold on, Crazy, welcome, and Minnesota. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Crazy. How are you?
I was just gonna address that part. Like I've said it in the chat already that you can't blanket say, just teach them that they have to handle it. That's how the world is, yada, yada, yada. You can't really do that. You can't use the same, approach on everybody, right? On doesn't matter. Plus, yes, you do have to repeat that. But what you also have to let them know is don't tell them, oh, be confident. Don't worry about what they're saying. You know that it's not true. You can also tell them that people that are insecure about themselves hurt other people, hurt people, hurt people. You can explain to them that the world, that people are like that, instead of saying, well, it's not, it's them and not you. And tell them why. Because the reality is that we give a lot of cliche, blanket answers or... I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Your statements. They don't fully understand.
Right.
So take teaching moments whenever you can.
Right. And you're going to have to do that throughout, all right?
Right.
I haven't had to do that with my son in a long time, but I did when he was little. And, you know, he turned around and retaught me lessons that I taught him because I always explained extra. I was always overly explained probably half the stuff he didn't even, you know, absorb that. But I think it was because there was a lot of things that I wanted to know, you know, I I had to find out on my own. So I kind of was like, well, even when he comes to the lesson, he'll remember what I said to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, confidence doesn't necessarily come from within and how you look and how you carry yourself and whatnot. That also comes from you knowing about the world and other people and understanding how to deal with them, not necessarily yourself around them.
You have a lot of good points. And as who just said that, as Minnesota said, that everyone has good talking points. Is that who said it? But you know, but again, even as an adult, I'm sorry, it's not one size fits all. It's not, you know, I don't think everybody should approach things a certain way. Everybody's going to approach things differently. People have things that they bring from their childhood into adulthood, and you know, everybody has different learning lessons through life, you know. But you know, I don't think that it's fair to say, well, you know, you should be able to do this. And, you know, the world is this, the world is that. People deal with things differently. You don't know what somebody else is dealing with.
Right.
So, you know, and especially, you know, that person who you fire at work, you know, because they're constantly late, you know, and you're like, you know, I'm gonna give you one more chance, but you have to be here on time. And they're not explaining why they're like, oh, I missed the bus. Oh, I didn't, you know, why did you miss the bus? Why, you know, why was there so much, you know, if traffic, whatever, maybe you should leave an hour early or whatever. So finally you fire that person because they're consistently late. Do you expect that person to come back with a gun and shoot everybody? You know, no, but you know, that's how people deal with some things. You know, I mean, is it right? Is it wrong? But there is no one size fits all. People deal with things differently. And when it comes to words can hurt. When you say you're fired, saying you're fired to me could mean something entirely different from saying you're fired to someone else. It may not hurt me as much as it may hurt the other person. So
I just want to say one last thing because they're going to run me in this stupid meeting in here in a second. But I want to just take this into consideration.
don't, a lot of times we tend to apply the advice we, or give the advice to other people the way we would take advice or understand it. And that's the point. And I'm guilty of that too. I forget sometimes when I'm talking, and I shouldn't, because I've been in the customer service business for a really long time. I when I'm at work, I realize how to disassociate with how I would outside of work probably handle certain things. That's taught me a lot about, I think that's what helped me grow up throughout the years, was customer service, having to deal with all the personalities and all the people. But just think about the fact that not everybody's going to learn the same way you are. So when you're giving advice or telling somebody, and especially if someone automatically rejects something you say, and that means to me, if I automatically reject it, it's because I've either heard it, it's the same thing I hear all the time. It's not a different answer. You know, you've already rejected it because you've heard it before and it didn't do any good. So you're not going to listen to that again. You know what I'm saying? So pay attention to that. Maybe explain it a different way. You know, I mean, the reality is that every single person handles it differently because every single person is going through something different, no matter what time of the day it is. I could have been happy this morning and this afternoon I'm angry as hell. So what I would have handled this morning differently, what I handled this afternoon. So there's two things you need to be aware of. And unfortunately, other people and their feelings, or maybe not, but you yourself and your emotions when you're also giving that time.
Because they're ripping off the paper. You know, we
don't know what it Shorty, is. Shorty, are you going to say something or are you going to mute? You got your background noise.
Oh, I thought Will started talking. My fault. But yeah, so that's just kind of how it is. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, my dad told me a lot to suck it up. It ain't nothing. They ain't nothing. Words ain't nothing. Yada yada. He was not an emotional person, yada yada, all that other stuff, you know, which probably attributes to a lot of my disassociation with that stuff, but not for other people. Does that make sense? Like, I know me, I know that's how I deal with it. I have to, you know, that's what I had to kind of teach myself as to how to deal with that. Instead of telling my son to suck it up and stuff like that, I would just tell them, you know, it's not different things, because one of those things or multiple things are going to be there, because there's always variables in every single situation. It doesn't matter what it is when you're dealing with humans, even when you're dealing with AI, because depending on what you type, and it could be one letter difference, it could be something completely different that you get. Anyways, those are my last.
I don't disagree. Jill, you want to say any last words before I wrap this up?
Well, yeah. Thanks for having me, like always.
No problem.
Good to see y'all, smiling faces. Yeah. And for me, I just think that teaching moments are teaching moments. Hopefully, sometimes, you know, people don't get it as just children. Everybody different, and it's always good to know that. But you're a smart person. Sometimes you just, unfortunately, that's our role. You know, I feel like obviously, sometimes we ain't with the shit certain days. I tend to try to just not even pay attention to that type of stuff if I can. But it do. Some days you're human. You're about the shit, so I can't disagree with that either. But thank.
You're welcome. Shorty, you want to say any last words?
Just thank you for having me on the panel. As you know, that's all.
Okay. And Crazy, you want to say any last words?
No, I always appreciate you for having me, and thanks for letting me up kind of late. They're always great topics and everything. And, you know, I mean, I'm going to tell you that Solid, your show is one of the greatest examples of all the different mixtures of people with different opinions, different thoughts and all that stuff, advice, all get along just fine. And we also, because we have to listen and not always listen to respond, we might pick up a little something.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I will say this, Crazy, you're probably going to start laughing at this. My show on Monday, We're going to talk about towing cars and parking in people's driveways. We gonna talk about that. So, you know, Ace, you know, y'all, you and Crazy may think that's kind of funny, but that's what we gonna talk about next Monday. So, but anyway, guys,
here we go.
Oh Lord. So anyway, y'all, thank you for coming. And today's song is from Brina. Because I didn't have a song to play. So, Brina, I uploaded while we were talking. Manhattan's Kiss and Say Goodbye. This is Brina's song. So, if anybody ever wants me to play a song, just, you know, let me know. Because I did not have a song for today. Oh, so, here we go.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. Stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do. We've been meeting here so long. I guess what we done goes wrong. Say goodbye. Many months have passed us by.
I'm gonna miss you.
I can't lie.
I'm gonna miss you.
I've got ties, and so do you. I just think this is to do. It's gonna hurt me, I can't lie. Maybe you'll meet another guy. Understand me, won't you try. Let's just kiss, say you. I can't lie. Understand me, won't you try? It's gonna hurt me. I can't lie. Take my handkerchief and wipe your eyes. Baby, you will find. You find another.
There you go. Thank you, Brina, for that one. Well, everyone, thank you for coming. I will be back on Podbean on Monday, but I will be over at my other house tomorrow, same time, 1 p.m. Pacific. Thank you for coming up on the panel, Crazy Lady, Moshier, Chill, Shorty, and Crazy. Thank you very much. So enjoy your day or evening wherever you are, and I hope to see you at the other place tomorrow. Bye.